The ceremony, which was held indoors in the Siena Heights Fieldhouse due to a predicted thunderstorm, featured remarks from several speakers, including Provost Dr. Julie Barst, sisters Sharon Weber, Elise Garcia, and Peg Albert, students Lovely Kamara and Bobby Lindsay, and President Dr. Sherry Betts. In her address, Dr. Betts acknowledged the university's closure, but said that the vision that inspired its founding would live on in its alumni.
We acknowledge that you are what makes Siena such a special place to be. In 1919, the Adrian Dominican Sisters founded this institution. They were and are women of profound vision. They're strong, they're wise, they're courageous. They answered a divine call to transform the world. Today, that call passes to you. I'm asking you not just to remember their vision, but to become it.
During the ceremony, Siena Heights Board of Trustees awarded two honorary doctorates of humane letters. The first was awarded to Sister Nancy Murray, who has traveled the globe portraying the university's namesake, St. Catherine of Siena.
The fact that I have told Catherine of Siena's story all over 18 of the 103 countries that Dominicans are in, it has been a privilege and a treasure in my heart. And I also am proud today to welcome you to the Dominican familia as saints and scholars.
The second honorary degree was awarded to Nancy's brother, actor Bill Murray.
I want you to know that before I finish that I am now a member of the family, and that if there is a fight after this, a rumble out in the parking lot, I don't care if it's with Concordia or Lourdes, Aquinas, I'm fighting as a saint, okay?
In total, over 130 graduate students and 700 undergraduate students earned their degrees, effectively marking the end of Siena Heights University's 107-year history. I'm Dallas Berenger for 103.9 WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.